Blog Talk Radio.
They took your fan from you and left you there grieving. Put bands on you with no time for bereavement. Ran scams on you, took away your achievements. But your baby still stand for you, though they lock us down in the precinct. Shot us down, 8 shots in the back, still hanging from the trees. That was just recent. They pillaged our land, left you there bleeding. Murdered your baby and left you there screaming. Divided your substance and gave it to the heathen. Said that we unfair, but they continue cheating. Said that we faithless, but they not believing. I am Zion, but they still deceiving. I gotta prove, but they don't need a reason. But y'all strength, there's no competing. Zion is restored, the holy season. Sadiq sacrifices, the time of feasting. Yahakol loosed our chains, it's time for releasing. Loosed our chains, it's time for releasing. Calling that they can't breathe, they slain by the wicked police. Yet your garments Zion, they beautiful. Clothe yourselves in peace and just dust the dirt off your shoulders. Live in truth and get bolder and bolder. Live in justice and get bolder and bolder. Live in judgment and get bolder and bolder. Yah's gonna deliver us soon. Babylon is over. I'm headed to the holy city, the holy city. The city of Dawid, the holy city. Harzion, the holy city. Yerushalayim is the holy city. I'm headed to the holy city, the holy city. I'm headed to the holy city, the holy city.
can be confirmed. To you, my Yadu, I lift up my soul. And trust in you, he always kept me whole. And left my enemies deep in their holes. Let none that wait on Yahweh be ashamed. But shame on those who sin without a cause. Show me your ways, please teach me your laws. Oh Elohim, of my salvation. I'm staying down impatient as a child, all the while I'm waiting. Remember not the sins of my youth. Leave me in your truth, and he'll give your soul ease. The earth shall remain inherited by your seed. The secret of Yahweh, who fears Elohim, a fool believes everything. And to every word spoken, you can't take heed unless you hear somebody curse. You know you did the same thing. That's why I'm begging Yah for mercy and his love and kindness, cause I know that I ain't worthy, worthy.
Captivity is taking hold upon me. For frightening me, and now we flee for falling leaves. The ground and grief from all the blood our people seen. And now we cry, where is the word from Elohim? And so we said that we all this wise to be submissive, but we dismiss it. It is of this reason we have fallen victim to the lies that your root will pray in pursuit. Rebellious of the son, forgotten that he is one. Broken the holy ordinance, rejection of reproof. Then the knowledge what we do. Now we return back to the truth.
God's word is the truth. God's decrees is the proof. Local 12 just released the scoop. It's the summer of Sam. They calling us Ham. Made us worship the son of man. And somehow that the moon, they stole our style and gave us the Rothschild. Now we exalt the vow, but hit the turnstile. God's now be set the crooked things straight. Praise God from the rising to the evening to the closing the gate. Exposing the fake. God give the truth a day break. Now the liars can't escape and the haters can't relate to the light the truth makes. See the wicked's pride deflate. Adore Yah, magnify Yah, cut me straight.
Because we have forgotten our Elohim, because the Almighty Yahweh has decided to punish us because we forsook him, we've gone to serve other deities. And now we're serving after not only other gods, but we're following after the imagination of our own heart. We're making stuff up. We're just pulling stuff out of thin air. And Yahweh said that this is not good. And for this, we are in deep trouble. And for this, we have been put into a state in which the Most High said, there's only one way to get out of it. Show you. Let me show you what the Most High says in the book of Zephaniah, the second chapter. And let me make sure I let you know about this second chapter and why it's important that we recognize even the chapter, even the order of this chapter. Because Yahweh has order to everything. Yahweh said to everything, To everything there's a to everything under the sun there's a time and there's a purpose. But there's a purpose to every time. I'm messing that whole thing up. It says to everything there's a season and a purpose for all of these things. And since there's a season, since there's a time for it all, and when he said everything, he meant everything. Not some things, not things, but everything. And to everything there's a season and a time, to every purpose under heaven. There's a time and a purpose, and there's a time and a purpose for this chapter, for Zephaniah's chapter. Purpose there. In order to is a representation of what Yahweh made on that day, on the second day. He made the heavens. And what does this represent? It represents Yahweh's name. And we're going to get into that. But let me show you what Yahweh gave Zephaniah to teach the nations, fresh to his people. In Zephaniah 2 and 1, it states, "Gather yourselves together, yea, gather together, O nation not desired, before the decree bring forth, before the day pass as the chaff, before the fierce anger of Yah come upon you, before the day of Yahweh's anger come upon you. Seek ye Yahweh, all ye meek of the earth, which have brought his judgment. Seek righteousness, seek meekness. It may be that ye shall be hid in the day of Yah's anger." You see, the Most High, he warned us, and he is warning us that we are to seek him. Seek Yahweh, seek meekness, seek righteousness. We got to do these things because there's Yah's wrath is coming upon us. Because Yahweh said, gather yourself. So this is an important thing that we have to do. But brothers and sisters, we got to do this now. But in order for us to do this now, we have to know which way to go, which way to seek. How to seek the Most High. It says, seek Yahweh. Yet, we have been scattered into the other nations, and now we have served other deities. And now we don't know, is this man telling us the truth or not? Are we to seek Yahweh when it says, because in my book it says, seek the Lord. So should I go seek after the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost? Should I go seek after Muhammad, the prophet, and the Muslim deity? Should I go seek after Buddha? Who should I go seek after? It just says seek the Lord in my book. It takes Yahweh's servant to come and tell you and show you and explain to you that Yahweh's name has been blasphemed. And since his name has been blasphemed, since they've tried to take Yah's name away from you, and we've forgotten the Almighty's name, it is necessary that it must be restored. Look what the people have conspired to do. In the book of Psalms 83. In Psalms 83, it says in verse 1, "Keep not silence, O Elohim, hold not thy peace, and be not still, O Elohim. For lo, thy enemies make a tumult, and they that hate thee have lifted up their head. They have taken crafty counsel against thy people, and consulted against thy hidden ones. They have said, come, and let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Yisrael may be no more in remembrance. You understand that the people, they want to cut off the children of Israel. And they have to do it by cutting off our name. They've taken crafty counsel and they've lifted up their head against Yah. And they have to do it by cutting off our name. And why is cutting off a name a sign of the time? Because the name is in the order of two. As Yah's name is represented by the order of two, by the second day, names, period, are in the order of two. This is a name is what establishes anything, anyone. It's the name. Because the name is what explains the purpose. And if you don't know the name, then you're not going to know the purpose. That's why when you hear people with these names nowadays, that you ask somebody, what's your name? I don't know. What's your name? My name is Lexus. So you named after a car? What's your name? My name is Mercedes. What's that mean? Our people have been given names without purpose. Names without direction. Names that seemingly don't have no consideration to purpose and time. If you do investigation, you'll see all names have a meaning. And names is what establishes anything. Anything. A name establishes whatever it has been given to, because it describes the purpose. The children of Israel have been conspired against for our name to be cut off. And how do you cut off our name? How do you cut off anybody's name? How do you make a person forget who they are? You have to take away from them everything that they represent. And so when you see, when I'm showing you to say, gather yourselves together and seek Yahweh, and somebody says, well, it just says Lord in my book. What God are you talking about? Lord are you talking about? What Elohim are you talking about? They don't know the name. They forgot the name. The name doesn't mean anything to them anymore because they never heard the name. They never knew the importance of the name. Well, there's an importance to the name. And you see here in Psalms 83, it says in verse 5, they have said, or verse 4, they have said, come, let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Yisrael may be no more in remembrance. For they have consulted together with one consent. They are confederate against thee. Why? I just realized, why would they say that the name of Israel may no more be in remembrance by saying Israel? Why would they call it the state of Israel if that's who you are and they want you to not know that you Israel? Why would they run around and promote this word in this name, Yisrael? If that's the name they wanted you to forget, they could say anything after they cut off the name that's going to give you the remembrance. And what's that name? And they have consulted against, together with one consent, they are confederate against thee, the tabernacles of Edom. And who is Edom? Edom is the so-called Jewish man today. The houses, tabernacles, the families. Do you understand, brothers and sisters? The families, the tabernacles. That's what a tabernacle is. It's the house. It's the houses of Edom, the families of Edom, the houses of them, their families. And this is connecting to their name. their names, their families, so they don't have to run around and call themselves Edom and Edom and Edom and Edom. There's houses of Edom, like Rothschild, like J.P. Morgan, like Rockefeller. These houses. And if you look at it, you'll see that these, not only those, but other ones, they control your media. They control your publishing houses. They control your banks. They control all the things that can have an effect on you knowing your name. Who do you think gave the loans and financed the slave trade? Let me show you who. Go to the book of Obadiah. Go to the book of Obadiah. In the book of Obadiah, you're going to find out somebody had their hand in everything. And in the book of Obadiah, there's only one chapter in Obadiah. So let me get the verse quickly here. In book of Obadiah, let's start reading in verse 6. It says, how are the things of Esau searched out? How are his hidden things sought up? All the men of thy confederacy have brought thee even to the border. The men that were at peace with thee have deceived thee and prevailed against thee. They that eat thy bread have laid a wound under thee. There is none understanding in him. In who? In whatchamacallit? There's no understanding in the children of Esau, even though they're the ones that our people are being tricked by today and being told that a day starts at night. They're the ones that our people are being tricked by today and being told that a year begins when the year is ending. They're the ones that our people are being tricked by today and being told that a year begins according to when the moon shines or doesn't shine. They're the ones that are being tricked by people today that are being told that the name of the Most High is too sacred to even speak. They're the ones that are being tricked by people today and being told that you pronounce the name of the Most High differently than it should be pronounced. They're the ones that are being told and tricked by people today that are saying that they too know the law and they can learn from them. But Yahweh said, there's none understanding in them. Shall I not in that day, saith Yahweh, even destroy the wise men out of Edom and understanding out of the mount of Esau? And thy mighty men, O Teman, shall be dismayed to the end that every one of the mount of Esau may be cut off by slaughter. For thy violence against thy brother Yaakov, shame shall cover thee. And thou shalt be cut off forever. What violence, what lawlessness in the day that thou stoodest on the other side, in the day that the strangers carried away captive his forces, and foreigners entered into his gates, and cast lots upon Jerusalem. Even thou was one of them, but thou should have not have looked on the day that thy brother in that day that he became a stranger. Neither should thou have rejoiced over the children of Yehuda in the day of their destruction. Neither should thou have spoken proudly in the day of their distress. Thou should have not have entered into the gate of my people in the day of their calamity. Yea, thou should have not have looked on their affliction in the day of their calamity, nor have laid hands on their substance in the day of their calamity. Neither should thou have stood in the crossway to cut off those of his that did escape. Neither should thou have delivered up those of his that did remain in the day of distress. Esau, the houses, the tabernacles of Edom was right there at every juncture. When it was time for Yehuda to fall, for Yehuda to go into captivity, for Yehuda to be enslaved, for Yehuda to be oppressed, you can find the tabernacles of Edom financing it, propaganda spreading. They're doing everything they can, down to taking your land, down to taking your name, and down to making sure the name of Israel is cut off. Can't even see it in the books today. Who do you think's rule they're adhering to in the books today? When you see in the Holy Scriptures, Lord and God, in all capital letters, it's taking out the name of Yah. And you'll read in the encyclopedias, in some of your dictionaries, in your Bibles, and they'll tell you that this name has been removed because the Jews expressed that it is too holy to speak. Where is that in the book of Yah? Again, you see, they're trying to destroy Israel by destroying the name of Israel. And the name represents the order of two. Let me show you this. Go to the book of Genesis, the fifth chapter. In Genesis chapter 5, or chapter 4, starting at verse 25, it states, "And Adam knew his wife again, and she bare a son," meaning Adam had two sons, Cain and Abel. Both were removed. Abel killed, Cain cut off and removed. So Adam had to have another son, and his name was Seth. So Adam's son Seth would become his first son, in which generations would begin to be born after Adam and in the likeness of Adam. Just to establish what I'm saying, it says in Genesis 5 and 1, "This is the book of the generations of Adam. In the day that Elohim created man, in the likeness of Elohim made he him. Male and female created he them, and blessed them, and called their name Adam, in the day when they were created. And Adam lived 130 years and begot a son in his own likeness, after his image, and called his name Seth." So, if we go back to this Genesis, the 4th chapter, the 25th verse, it states, "And Adam knew his wife again, and she bare a son, and called his name Seth. For Elohim said, he hath appointed me another seed, instead of Abel, whom Cain slew. And to Seth, to him also, was born a son, and he called his name Enosh. Then began men to call upon the name of Yah." Not with his firstborn, but with the second generation after Adam, they called upon the name of Yah. Because Yah's name is in the order of two. Names are in the order of two. This is when the Most High established his name amongst the second generation. And do you know what comes first? You have to have the word first. That's why light comes first. And then the light has to be named. He called the light day. So the name is in the order of two. Yet, let me show you more into how the name being cut off in this time has led to our destruction. Yah's name is continually blasphemed. And so look here in the book of Ezekiel. We went here yesterday. The book of Ezekiel, the 36th chapter. And in Ezekiel 36, start reading at verse 18. No, verse 16. It states, "Moreover, the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, Son of man, when the house of Israel dwelt in their own land, they defiled it by their own way and by their own doings. Their way was before me as the uncleanliness of a removed woman. Wherefore I poured my fury upon them for the blood that they had shed upon the land and for their idols, wherefore they had polluted it. And I scattered them among the heathen, and they were dispersed throughout the countries. According to their way and according to their doings, I judged them. And when they entered into the heathen, whither they went, they profaned my holy name. When they said unto them, These are the people of Yah, and are gone forth out of his land. But I had pity for my holy name, which the house of Israel had profaned among the heathen, whither they went." You see, this name of Yah is being profaned wherever we are at. Also, go to the book of Isaiah, the 51st chapter, or maybe I want the 52nd chapter. Nope, 52nd chapter. It says in Isaiah 52, verse 3, "For thus saith Yahweh, ye have sold yourselves for nothing, and ye have been redeemed, and ye shall be redeemed without money. For thus saith Yahweh Elohim, my people went down aforetime into Egypt to sojourn there, and the Assyrian oppressed them without cause. Now therefore, what have I here, saith Yah, that my people is taken away for naught? They that rule over them make them to howl, saith Yahweh, and my name continually every day is blasphemed. Therefore, my people shall know my name. Therefore, they shall know in that day that I am he that thus speak. Behold, it is I." Who is this? Who is this? This is the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. But because the name of Israel has been cut off, has been conspired to be removed, our people don't know this name. And in doing this thing, it's going to cause a great trouble. Go to the book of Daniel. As Morey Ishaya expressed yesterday, through all the things that has gone on with our people, even up until today, in the world events, because everything is for the glory of Yah. You have a president that many people don't even call him by his name. They've called him by a number. They call him 45, which I find quite interesting. Because whether you call him by his name or you call him by 45, you're still expressing his purpose. If you call him by his name, which is Donald, the word Donald, the name Donald, means ruler, world ruler, as of a matter of fact. The word or the name Donald means world ruler. And who does Yahweh set up above the kingdoms? He's the one that sets up the kingdoms and the rulers of it. Yahweh does. So if he set up this man and named him world ruler, you don't have to call him Donald, or you don't got to call him president. Because if you call him 45, what does 45 represent? 45 represents the order of three. And what does the order of three mean? Servant, Yah's servant. And was not Cyrus Yah's servant? Did not Cyrus send the children of Yehuda and Israel back home? Did not Cyrus decree that Israel shall go back home and build a house unto the Most High? Did not 45, did not Donald set his tabernacle in the Holy Land? Yes, he did. And yes, call him what you may, but his purpose is still being expressed. And since the world events are being done all to the glory of the Most High, there's some things left to be done. In Daniel, the 7th chapter, we'll begin reading at the 23rd verse. It says, thus he said, the fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon earth, which shall be diverse from all kingdoms, and shall devour the whole earth, and shall tread it down and break it in pieces. And the 10 horns out of his kingdom are 10 kings that shall arise, and another shall rise after them. And he shall be diverse from the first, and he shall subdue 3 kings. And he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws, and they shall be given unto his hand until the time of time and dividing of times. Don't you know, how do you wear out the saints? How do you wear out Yahweh's saints? Well, as it said in Psalms 83, come, let us cut them off from being a nation, so that the name of Israel is no longer in remembrance. They have consulted together in one consent. They are confederate against thee, the tabernacles of Edom and the Ishmaelites. These are the people that are being used to help wear you out. But we're not just going to be worn out. Not just with people trying to propagate our identity, finagling the books and lying in the books and cutting you off through spiritual means. No, that's not the only way we're going to be worn out. If you go to the book of Jeremiah, the 30th chapter. Now this here is going to be the accumulation or the culmination of wearing us out. Because once you done kidnapped the people and forced them into hard bondage, took away their names, took away their families, took away their humanity, took away their purpose, made them to be oppressed all the time, and continue to do it. And now, you done gave them false religion, false education, false science, false philosophy, false everything. Now, when you kill them, when you hang them, when you poison them, when you destroy them, and they cry out, they crying to you. They crying to the one that has oppressed them. And you kill them some more. What else can you do? And they keep on multiplying. What else can you do? Well, what did Pharaoh do? What did Haman in the book of Esther? What did he attempt to do? What did the Grecians attempt to do when they invaded Jerusalem? What has every nation attempted to do at some point in time? What have they attempted to do to the children of Israel? They've said, we're not going to try to give them false religion no more. We're not going to try to teach them no more. We're just going to try to destroy them. And in the book of Jeremiah, the 30th chapter, it says in verse 7, "Alas, for that day is great." Well, let me go up to the 5th verse. "For thus saith Yah, we have heard a voice of trembling, of fear, and not of peace. Ask ye now, and see whether a man doth travel with child. Wherefore do I see every man with his hands on his loins, as a woman in travail, and all faces are turned into paleness." What could make a people look like this? What can make a man feel like this? Surely, are people being torn apart by horses and tar and feathers? Are mothers and our wives' wombs being cut open and the embryos and the children inside of them being murdered right in front of your eyes? Surely your limbs being cut off and you being killed for reading a book. Surely you being shot for trying to vote. Surely you being hung for looking at a white woman. Surely you being shot for saying the wrong thing to a police officer. That hasn't made our people turn pale, travel with child, and everybody hands on their loins. What else can be done? Extermination. "Alas," verse 7, "for that day is great, so that there is none like it. It is even the time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it." This is that time, the time of Jacob's trouble, the time where it's no more, let's trick them into false religion, let's trick them into false education, into false politics, into false doctrines. It's time where Jacob will be exterminated. That's a great day, because you know, once they move their hand to completely eradicate you, Yahweh, is time to fight. And that's why the Most High said, "Gather yourselves together," because you want to be able to know whose side you're going to be on. Because this is not going to be your normal gun battle. You're going to have to pick the side that Yahweh has called you to be on. And if you're one of his people, then you're going to have to be on his side. But how are you going to know that when this name of Israel has been blasphemed, has been cut off, has been profaned? How are you going to know what side to be on? How are you going to know how to seek Yahweh? How are you going to know if it's even the time to do so? Well, brothers and sisters, that's because Yahweh has not left you alone. Yahweh did not send us here without help. Yahweh has sent, is sending, and will send his messengers. And in sending his messengers, you have learned, you will learn, you are learning what time it is today. And as Moray Ishaya stated, it's a state of emergency. This is the time, as a matter of fact. We're in the second year of Yah's Shabbat of years. And those are the only years that matter. What does it mean to be in the second year of Yah's Shabbat of years? It means that this year is significant to Yah's name. But what makes it even more significant? Well, because, as everybody knows, we have almost been here 400 years. And look in what it says in the book of Hosea, the sixth chapter. You have Yah's servants teaching nearly every day his word. And we teach time. The House of Israel of Cincinnati has taught and is teaching, and as long as the Most High allows, will teach time. The true time. The time that Yahweh has made. Not the time that your enemies have made. How in the world can we know the time based off of our enemies? Our enemies don't want you to know the time. They tell you a day begins at night just so you don't know the time. They tell you a year begins in the winter just so you don't know the time. They don't even count the time as Yahweh counts the time. They tell you this is 2018 A.D. What is A.D.? Anno Domino. What is Anno Domino? The time of our domination. Whose domination? Whose domination? It ain't Yah's domination you talking about. Because if it was Yah's domination, you would say exactly what we're saying. This is the second year of Yah's Shavuot of years. And why is that important? Because the second represents Yah's name. And did not Yahweh show us that the enemy said, let's cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Yisrael is no longer in remembrance? Well, brothers and sisters, in this time, Yahweh will do something. Not only are we being worn out, not only are we being oppressed, not only are we being filled with destruction and sorrow of mind, trembling of heart and failing of eyes. Very soon, they're going to try to just bring all the trouble to our doorsteps. And in this time, brothers and sisters, Yahweh said this. As I said, and as Moray Isaiah said, this is a state of emergency. This is a time in which we must drop everything. What do you do when there's an emergency? What do you do when somebody's bleeding profusely from their body? You don't sit there and look at them and ask them and debate with them. You don't ask them if they want a Band-Aid. You grab that person, you grab a rag, you put pressure on that wound and stop the bleeding. Well, we are bleeding. We are bleeding profusely. And it is a time that you don't have time to wonder if you want to argue or not. If you want to serve Yah or not, this is the time where if you want to stop this bleeding, you're going to put this pressure on. And in Hosea, the sixth chapter, the first verse, it says, come and let us return unto Yahweh, for he hath torn. Yahweh did it. Yahweh torn us apart. Yahweh scattered us. Yahweh is the one that did this. And he said he would do it because of what we did. He is torn, yet, it says, and he will heal us. Smitten, and he will bind us up. After 2 days, after 2 days, he will revive us. In the third day, he will raise us up, and we shall live in his sight. Then we shall know if we follow on to know Yahweh. His going forth is prepared as the morning, and he shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter and former rain unto the earth. After 2 days. Why is this 2 days significant? Because it represents Yah's name. And how are you going to seek Yahweh if you don't know his name? And how are you going to know his name? What is it that is going to happen, and what is it that has happened, and what is it that is happening that you're going to know the Most High's name? You want to know this name. Why do you want to know this name? Let me show you why you want to know this name. Go to the book of Joel. The book of Joel, the second chapter. What chapter? The second chapter. And what is the order of two? Yah's name. Where do you call on Yah? Where did he say he'll hear you from? He said, I will hear from heaven. Why? Because he made that on the second day. And what do you call on? His name. What was the house of Yah built for? His name. And in the second chapter of Joel, let's start reading. It says verse 12. Therefore also now, saith Yahweh, turn ye even to me with all your heart, with fasting and with weeping and with mourning, and rend your heart and not your garments, and turn unto Yahweh your Elohim, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness, and repenteth of him the evil. Who knoweth if he will return and repent and leave a blessing behind him, even a meat offering and a drink offering unto Yah your Elohim? Blow the trumpet in Zion, sanctify a fast, call a solemn assembly, gather the people, sanctify the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children and those that suck the breast. Let the bridegroom go forth of his chamber, and the bride out of her closet. Let the priests, the ministers of Yah, weep between the porch and the altar, and let them say, spare thy people, O Yah, and give not thine heritage to reproach, that the heathen should rule over them. Wherefore should they say among the people, where is their Elohim? See what they're doing? See what Yahweh said to do? He said, drop everything. He said, I don't care if you about to have a wedding. Leave the wedding. Leave the altar. Leave the closet. Get away from that. Drop everything and fast and pray and weep unto Yah, your Elohim. But how are you going to do that if you keep on saying you don't know this name? You don't know if this is the right time. You don't, how do I know what he's saying is the right time? Skip down in the same chapter and look at verse 31 or verse 30, where it says, and I will show wonders in the heavens and the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood before the great and terrible day of Yahweh come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of Yahweh shall be delivered. For Mount Zion and Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as Yahweh has said, and in the remnant whom Yahweh shall call. Yeah, you're going to call on Yah. And whosoever call on Yah is going to be delivered. But how you going to call on Yah if you don't know his name? How you going to call on Yah if you don't believe him and believe who he sent and believe the time that he said it's time to call? What do you want to gather yourself? People were talking about, oh, let's gather ourselves together. To do what? To have a basketball game? Let's gather ourselves together for what? To watch football? No, to do what it just said in this book. Assemble yourselves. Get everybody. The groom, the bride, get everybody. I know you about to have a wedding, but we gotta do that after this. Because we're in a state of emergency. We're in a time that you can't let go. You can't miss this opportunity. You gotta cry to Yah. But they say, I don't know if I should believe you. How should I believe you? Who are you to say this is the time to do such a thing? I don't know if we should go and cry by the rivers. I don't know if we should go and call on Yah. I don't know if we should go and keep the Sabbath day. It's not the time. How do you know? Who are you to say it's the time? That's the question they're asking. But again, look what Yahweh said in the book of Isaiah, the 43rd chapter. In Isaiah 43, verse 3, it says, For I am Yahweh, thy Elohim, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Sheba for thee, since thou wast precious in my sight. Thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thy life, and give men for thee, and people for thy life. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far, and my daughters from the end of the earth. Yahweh is describing his deliverance. Yahweh is telling you, You might have forgotten me, but I have never forgotten you. I gave Ethiopia for you, Egypt and Sheba for you. I gave men for your life. He said, you've been honorable in my sight. He's going to deliver us from the north. Aren't we in the north? Aren't we in the south? Aren't we in the east? Aren't we in the west? Aren't we from the ends of the earth? He said, verse 7, even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him. For whose name? For my name. And what is his name? His name is Yahweh. He said he called everyone that is called by his name. And he's going to come deliver everyone that is called by his name. Are you calling yourself by his name? But how again are we to know if what Yah's word is saying is the truth? Go to the book of Deuteronomy, the 18th chapter. In Deuteronomy chapter 18, we'll start reading at the 15th verse, where it states, Yahweh will raise up unto you a prophet from the midst of thee. And what is this prophet? See, King James versions, they like to capitalize the P because they want you to feel like it's talking about one significant person. But what is this prophet? Yahweh will raise up to you a prophet from among thee. Who? What is this prophet? Well, the word prophet, Hebrew, is nabi. It means an inspired person. What does the word inspired mean? It one, the one who has the spirit of. A spirited person. But let's see whose spirit they're inspired by. What is this prophet? Who is this prophet that he's raising up inspired by? Who's inspiring him? As we know, Yahweh's raising up a prophet of your brethren, letting you know you want to believe Joel Osteen and you want to believe all these other folks and strangers. But Yahweh said he's raising up a prophet amongst your brethren. Somebody look like me and you. Your family. Like unto me. Unto him ye shall hearken, according to all that thou desirest of Yahweh thy Elohim in Horeb, in the day of the assembly, saying, let me not hear again the voice of Yah my Elohim again, neither let me see this great fire any more, that I die not. And Yahweh said unto me, they have well spoken that which they have spoken. I will raise them up a prophet from among their brethren, like unto thee. And I, who? Yahweh, will put my words, whose words? Yah's words, in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them all that I command him. Command, who's commanded him? Yahweh. That's who the prophet's inspired by. That's who the Navi is inspired by. That's who's inspirited with this person, Yahweh. And it shall come to pass that whosoever will not hearken unto my words, which he shall speak in my name, I will require it of him. Hello? Yahweh's servant. Yahweh's servants are the ones that will bring forth his words in his name. And if that thing does not come to pass, then you're not going to have to be afraid of that man. But I ask you, have the things that Yah's servants have brought to the world in this time came to pass? Taught by one of Yah's servants, Moray Elisha, Yisrael. And he said that Yahweh showed him that we've been keeping the Passover wrong. We've been keeping all the holy days wrong, even the Sabbath day. Not only that, we haven't even been keeping a day the right way. The Sabbath don't begin in the nighttime. The holy days don't begin at nighttime. Yet, Yah's Sabbath day and all of Yah's days, they begin in the morning. Is that not exactly what Yahweh has said? Even though people try to fight against it, is that not what the book has shown us? Because Yahweh's word says, seek ye out of the book of Yah and read. Seek ye out of the book of Yah and read. Not one of these shall fail. Not one of these shall want his mate. So Yahweh has let you know. Send his messenger. He's going to speak his words in his name. Moray Elisha also showed you that this seven everlasting covenants of Yah. Is that not what is written in the book of the Most High? Is it not the first everlasting covenant of circumcision? The second one, the everlasting covenant of the law, the Ten Commandments? The third one, the everlasting covenant of the Sabbath? The fourth one, the everlasting covenant, the Davidic covenant? The fifth one, the everlasting covenant of day? The sixth one, the everlasting covenant of night? The seventh one, the everlasting covenant, the new covenant? But it was Yah's messenger, Moray Elisha, who said, Yahweh has seven everlasting covenants. And he proceeded to show it where? From Yah's word. In whose name? Yah's name. Has not Yah's messengers brought forth and spoke and said that Yahweh doesn't agree with none of these calendars? None of them. And that Yahweh's times, Yahweh's signs, seasons, days, and years are fully and wholly written in the book of the Most High. And Yahweh has shown his servants that there's 12 months in a year, 30 days in a month, 7 years in Yah's Sabbath of years, and that we can see the time that we're in if we go by the word of Yah. Has that not been brought forth? Yes, it has. And that's what it's taught. And where is it from? Out of Yah's word. And whose name? Yahweh's name. Yahweh's name. And Yahweh's servants are coming to you and have came to you and will continue to come to you to let you know that it is time to gather yourselves together. It's time to do like the book of Yoel said, drop everything and fast and pray and call on the name of Yah. Because Yahweh is coming. Yahweh is on his way. Go to the book of Jeremiah, the 23rd chapter. And Yahweh spoke in Jeremiah 23, verse 23. Verse 23 of Jeremiah 23. Am I an Elohim at hand, saith Yahweh, and not an Elohim afar off? Can any hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him, saith Yahweh? Do not I fill heaven and earth, saith Yahweh? I have heard what the prophets have said that prophesy lies in my name, saying, I have dreamed. How long shall this be in the heart of the prophets that prophesy lies? Yea, they are prophets of deceit of their own heart, which think to cause my people to forget my name by their dreams, which they tell every man to his neighbor, as their fathers have forgotten my name for the deity. The prophet that hath a dream, let him tell a dream. And he that hath my word, let him speak my word faithfully. What is the chaff to the wheat, saith Yahweh? Is not my word like as fire, saith Yah, and like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces? Yahweh is coming, and his word is like a fire, and he's bringing it through his servants. And if you want to know if it's time, then just look at the name. Look at the word of the Most High, and look what he said about the time, especially this second time. They try to cut off the Most High name, but Yahweh's servants uphold Yah's name. It says, sanctify Yah of hosts himself. And that's what Yah's servants are doing and will do. And that's who you should hear and listen to. Because as it says in 2 Chronicles 20 and 20, believe in Yahweh and you shall be established. Believe in his prophets and you shall prosper. Until tomorrow, Yahweh loves you very much, and so do we at the house of Israel. Shalom.